Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
My 12-year-old thinks we're poor.
Oh, God.
And that could not be further from the truth. You know, I always love when we get messages from dads on this show, because Chris from Fairport wrote a great message. And I think it's relatable, because when what he's describing with his 12-year-old son doing is also the same thing I did growing up.
I also kind of did it, too. I'm not going to lie.
You compare what you have to what everyone else around you has. Mm-hmm. And Chris is asking, how do you explain to a child that having a safe home, meals, and parents who work, that's already wealth?
Right.
585-252-9800. If you want to comment or have advice for Chris, here is the message this morning. What's up, guys? First time writing in. I actually started listening to you guys months back. You have a good show.
Thank you so much.
So my wife and I are struggling trying to teach our son how to just basically how good he has it. He thinks we're poor because his best friend has a bigger house, more toys. His dad drives a fancy car. I've tried explaining that money doesn't equal happiness and that he's really lucky with what he does have, but it doesn't seem to sink in. I feel like my ego is a little bruised too. I work hard for what we have. My kid doesn't see that. I just don't want him growing up entitled, but I also don't want him thinking we're broke.
Right.
How do you explain that to a 12-year-old? Because my wife and I have tried, and it just doesn't seem to sink in.
It's not working.
No.
Yeah.
You know, Chris, it's a great question. Let us know if you guys have ever had to have this same conversation with your kids at home. What did you say? 585-252-9800. I think it takes time, because kids don't understand the value of money or really appreciate what they have until they have the opportunity to start working.
Correct.
And paying for things themselves.
So I have a very vivid memory of my mom and I driving home from somewhere and us pulling into our driveway and my mom looking at our house and looking at me and going, isn't our house so beautiful? Like, I love our house. We have such a beautiful house. I was like, yeah, it's all right.
It's all right.
And now, and I was like younger, probably a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, just a pain in the ass, obviously. And she still brings it up to this day. And I love my parents' house. And the second they even had an inkling of maybe selling my childhood home, I pitched a fit.
Yeah, and you know what? Coming from you, someone who grew up in Canandaigua, it's not hard to compare all your neighbors with their yachts.
No, no, it's actually quite easy. It's very, very easy to look at what others have and compare to what you have, and not realizing when you're that young, you don't realize the value of money or where money comes from or the inner workings of money You just see your friend with 17 jet skis and you're like,
yeah,
what?
Easy.
Like, this is crazy.
I had friends growing up that were well off, and it's hard not to compare what you have to what they have. But I'm sure for any parent, it's got to bruise your ego a little bit, just like Chris from Fairport said.
It's like you're working your ass off to provide for these kids.
Your family. You're like, oh, God, we have no money.
They appreciate.
We're so broke.
Nothing.
Michelle's texting in first. Hey, Moose and Breezy, I feel this. My 11-year-old kept saying we were poor because our neighbor has a bigger house, newer cars. Sat him down and said, look, we may not have a mansion, but we have family dinners, trips. No one's sleeping outside. You wanted a stupid Nintendo Switch. We got it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't know the difference between stuff and wealth.
Yeah.
It's very true.
And like kids at...
Not that it's their fault.
No, it's not. It's not their fault at all. But like, I would argue that kids at that age, and even kids, you know, younger or older, have the worst case of keeping up with the Joneses syndrome ever, because it's so in your face what these kids are wearing. It's all over their body. It's in their backpacks. It's on their desks. It's at their houses when they go over to their houses. Like, this is not like a money situation at all by any means. It's not like my family didn't have money for food.
Yeah.
But I remember going over to friends' houses and their parents kept their pantry fully stacked with snacks and this and that. And I'm like, yeah. We don't yeah. do that
we
at
don't,
my house.
We don't have that.
Like, my parents never went grocery shopping. They bought what they needed for dinner, and they were on their way home. That's literally what they did. I mean, it was just – that's just – we never kept food in the house. Essentials, for sure. Like, condiments and things like that. But snacks, no way.
I remember my buddy Mike came over after school one day, and we just basically had a late lunch. And he goes in my fridge. He goes, oh, my God, you guys have actual – cold cuts? My mom buys the prepackaged stuff in the Tupperware. You guys are rich.
You're like, yes, we are.
Yeah, we
yes,
kind of,
Michael.
We kind of are. Andrew says, my daughter's 12 and thinks we're poor because we didn't get her the new iPhone 17 for her birthday last month. Mm-hmm. It crushes your ego as a parent, but they are kids. When she's in debt and can't afford a house when she's older, we'll see who the poor one is.
So tough.
Yeah, I'll never forget as a kid, Christmas 93. There were a lot less gifts under the tree that year, and I made the comment of, oh, we don't have any money. My dad's like, I just single-handedly bought us a brand new house last month.
You're like, of course. He's like, of course we don't have any money. Well, that's like, I mean, not to like bring it back to the move and everything, but like that's what we're going through right now. It's like we just spent all, I just spent every dollar I have on this house.
Yeah.
And Christmas is next month.
Yeah.
So sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
They'll understand.
Sorry, Max. Like,
Chrissy says, yep, been there, done that. Guys, I have two twin boys at home. They have a close friend on their soccer team whose dad is the CEO of a big company. They constantly compare what they have to what their friends has. We made our kids sit down and write out everything they were grateful for. And I think all kids should make a habit of doing this exercise. That's a great point, Chrissy. I think if kids start now to really understand gratitude and what they have compared to what they don't have, it puts a lot into perspective.
It does.
Let me go over one more here. When I was a kid, you would have asked me what success looks like when I'm older, and I would have replied with, if I don't have more than I have right now when I'm an adult, then I failed.
Right.
Now I want to go back in time and punch my 12-year-old self square in the face. Mm-hmm. Yep, I 100% agree.
Absolutely. Absolutely, indeed. It's a hard conversation to have, because there's also a point as a parent where you want to shield your children from the harsh reality of finances and stressing about that stuff. And I don't believe that any kid should have to ever worry about that stuff, because that's not their job. But at the same time, if you're going to stick your nose in my checkbook and my finances, you're going to get the cold, honest truth.
Yeah,
sorry,
you got to keep it real.
Sorry, Brandon.
Sarah from Penfield says, my 12-year-old was obsessed with what all the other kids had, and we started a gratitude jar, where every night we write one thing we're grateful for. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It's simple, but it really helps them notice all the things they already have. Yeah, perfect. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Love it.
Chris, And any parents out there feeling this, you're definitely not alone. Your hard work is seen, even if your 12-year-old doesn't see it or say anything. Keep up the great work. So tough.
I feel bad for him, though.
It's PXY Mornings. We'll get to another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. PXY Morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Things with Moose and Breezy, 50 for the high today. And yeah, it's going to rain all day.
It sure is.
When it comes to moving, or pretty much anything in life, there are two types of people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's such thing as type A.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's type B.
Right.
You are about to marry someone who's the opposite of you. Extremely type A. I'm the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of guy where if I go on vacation and I come home, the first thing I'm doing is unpacking everything and putting it away in its place.
Yeah. So that's what's kind of going on right now. I mean, this whole week has been exciting with the move and all of this. We've been heavy moving content. That's literally the only thing going on in my life right now.
Right.
We just bought a house in Fairport. We're excited. We're moving. We're grooving. We're doing everything. And my fiance is a nightmare to move with. A nightmare. And she would probably say the same about me, whatever the case may be. But she just has this weird thing about moving where she just like either can't do it or has a phobia of it. And I think it's an emotional thing. But
what do you mean when you say she can't do it?
She emotionally cannot handle moving.
So she just broke. She breaks down.
She's just like,
she's throwing up. She's crying.
It needs to be like a certain way or else it's not going to go well. And like, I get it. Like, nobody likes to move. Like, but guess what? Buster, sometimes we have to do things in life we just don't want to do or don't like to do. Like,
I've never heard you say or use Buster in a sentence until now. It's interesting.
Fuck up, Buster, because this is real life.
Oh, you're turning into a middle-aged dad.
No, I was like, literally, because you know what? Sometimes when you speak softly to people, they can't hear you. So if I say it aggressively, maybe the point will get across.
And those are definitely the words to use for sure.
So last night we had to move our couch, our mattress, bed frame, and headboard. And those were the big ones. And I'm glad we did them yesterday because if we were to do it today in the rain, no thank you.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
So we move everything. I mean, it's a nightmare, but we do it. The mattress is like folded in half like a taco. I'm like, oh my God, this is horrid. There's a huge like gouge in the back of it. I'm like, what, you know what, whatever. If it rips, it rips.
Just get it in the door.
Just get it in. So we get everything in, we get everything settled, and she's like, we need to bring all of our clothes over right now. I'm like, do we have to do it right now? She's like, right now. We have to do it right now. And the reason I didn't want to bring the clothes over was because I knew if we brought the clothes over, she'd want to put them away. And I sold our dresser because I just... It wasn't the aesthetic anymore. We needed a new dresser.
Are you guys sharing one closet?
No.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. God.
I mean, that's what we do now, but no, we're not sharing a closet. But
it's all of your stuff, and then on the right side, it's all Hawaiian shirts.
Literally. I'm like, are we like on a Carnival cruise right now? What's happening? So She got the master and I got the spare room next door's closet. And like, I'm turning that into like an office type of situation so I can like actually do things at home instead of like sitting on my laptop and online shopping. But we get home, we finally get settled, everything's good. And I'm like, can we like get something to eat? Can we order Chinese, whatever?
Sure.
Cause I mean, all of our stuff's everywhere. We can't like cook. She's like, yeah. So we get food. And we eat our food and she's like, do you want to watch something? I'm like, yeah, I do. I'm literally like just started a brand new show. We're starting a brand new show together. And she looks at me, she's like, I think I'm gonna go upstairs and put the clothes away.
This is interesting because I'm texting her and I'm getting a different story. So I said, Patrice, you and I are literally the same person. And she goes, I know, this makes sense why I'm always Team Moose. I said, I also, if I move or I take a vacation, I got to put everything away immediately because otherwise I can't enjoy myself. She goes, that's me. But my fiance wants to sit and watch TV. I'm like, TV? We have 1,700 things to do. Why are we watching TV?
It's 9 o'clock at night. So then she's like, I need a dresser to put my clothes in. I'm like, okay, do you want to build the dresser? She's like, yeah, we'll build it upstairs. So we start building it. We don't have a drill. So we're like manually cranking everything with a screwdriver. There's like 49 pieces to this dresser. A drill would be extremely helpful and move this process along swiftly. We do two drawers. She lays on the floor and crashes out. She's like, I can't do it anymore.
You can only do so much in a day.
Okay. Literally what I said. That's why I wanted to unwind and watch TV.
Right.
And everyone's like, you're literally the laziest person. I'm like, what? I just moved everything alone.
That's what's tough is when you are type A and you have a little OCD. It's not realistic, but you so badly want to get everything done right away.
No,
and
you're out of your gore.
You're like, not going to. And it's helpful there was two of you guys.
She literally took all of today off and all of tomorrow. I'm like, you have nothing but, you have 4 full days to unpack. She's like, it needs to be done tonight. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go sleep at the apartment.
Tonight? And you guys spent the night there?
We slept.
It was the first
night
in the new home. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Went to bed not speaking, but that's neither here nor there.
XY invite you.
Why can't I get a second date? Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Sometimes it's not always about looks. Sometimes it's attitude. Sometimes it's hygiene.
It's a vibe. Yeah, it's a vibe.
Yeah, in my buddy Paul's case, I mean, it's all of the above. We have talked about him on the show before.
Like, this guy is like show's mascot / personal punching bag.
Yeah.
Always throwing shade at this man.
Because I try to help him and it's frustrating. He had horrible breath, you guys. Women were getting turned off and I told him, go to the dentist. I do not trust you or your oral hygiene. Sure enough, he went and he had 2 rotting teeth in his face because he didn't floss. Mm-hmm. They had to pull both of them. Well, then he refused to get both of those teeth replaced. So now when he smiles, I'm like, dude, you look like a troll. And I told him straight up, whether you think so or not, first impressions do matter. But he's too stubborn to see that. Mm-hmm. And I want to know how many of you, 585-252-9800, does anyone have a friend who constantly complains about a certain area in their life that they need to improve, but then when you give them pointers or constructive criticism, they take it personal. They do nothing about it. And I think every person needs a friend who doesn't sugarcoat anything and just keeps it real with them. I have friends like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I slip up, they tell it like it is. And I said, Paul, you're constantly complaining you don't go on dates. When you do go on dates, women don't call you back. Has it ever occurred to you? Maybe it has something to do with your mouth, your attitude, or you being 43 and still having all of your high school football trophies on display in your bedroom. Because according to him, it's a conversation starter.
A conversation starter for who? A conversation for him to talk about himself?
For a woman to ask him where the nearest exit is?
Paul, sweetie, and it's a hard no.
What do you think his response to me was? I'm not going to change for anybody. Fine.
Then be alone forever,
What are you complaining about then?
It's over.
And I think a lot of us sometimes have a friend who's just like my buddy Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on, dude. You're a good-looking dude. Just, you know, put a little bit of extra care into what you look like. It matters.
It does matter.
And when you go out and you try to kiss a woman and your breath smells like that or you're missing a bunch of teeth, come on, come on. I'm not trying to throw shade. I'm just trying to keep it real for a second.
I get it. I understand. You're a good friend for that. Oh.
Thanks, Breeze. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Josh. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
My name is Josh.
Josh, what can we do you for, buddy?
Well, basically, you know, so in reference to what you guys are talking about, like, I don't have any issues with my teeth like your buddy or anything.
Uh-huh.
But I do feel like a lot of girls or women are today, you know, today they're shallow. So I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but
you're not the first person to say this on the show, and you simply won't be the last.
Oh, probably not. Why are women shallow, Josh?
Well, basically, you know, when I go out, it's impossible to have a conversation with some of them. Like, you know, I try to ask someone out, you know, I try to plan something fun. And listen to me, I'm a normal guy. You know, it just never works out.
Okay.
Like, okay. You know, they flake, they ghost. I mean, I feel like I must be doing something wrong, but I don't know what it is.
Well,
so, you know, I like to cook. You know, I have a good job. I'm decent looking. You know, I make good money.
Right.
I have my own apartment. I drive a Lexus. Like,
oh, Bob.
I also work out like 5 days a week. So,
damn, bro, chill. My mom listens to the show. What do you think it could be, John? What do you think it could be,
like,
though?
No,
man?
She doesn't.
Do you feel like? Do you think you come on too strong too quickly? I mean, is that a possibility?
No, I'm a pretty chill guy. I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't
love
know
to know what it is that you look like. I wish we had FaceTime. Josh, not to be so forward, but what is your Instagram so I can head over there?
I'll bleep it out, Josh. I want to see what the ladies are missing out on. Are you cool with it? If you give it to us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, on the count of three, when I get down to one, tell me what it is. I'll bleep it out, okay? Three, two, one. Okay. Okay, let's see what we're working with here, buddy.
Makes sense.
Yes. Okay, Josh.
Underscore or no underscore?
Just one word, right?
Okay.
Just one word.
Okay. Not sure how you got that handle. Seems pretty impossible, but...
Okay. This is basically what we're working with.
Okay, yep.
Okay, Josh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Love you, buddies.
You're a good-looking dude. Josh, it's your unibrow, man.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's your unibrow.
No,
dude,
no questions asked.
Yeah, dude, yeah, I think this could possibly be the issue here.
I have a great brow lady. We can go after the show.
You're a good-looking guy, but, I mean, it's straight across. Has that ever occurred to you that maybe that could be an issue?
Really? I don't see why that would be it. I've always had it.
Have you ever, clearly. Have you ever dabbled in a wax strip?
No. Like, I mean, I've always dated girls in the past who have never mentioned anything about it. That's what it is.
Well, have there ever been women who refused to go out with you even on a first date?
Yeah, but not because I have a unibrow.
Well, what else do you think it could possibly be, dude?
I don't know. Like, you know, if, you know, the women, if, you know, if they hated it, then they would say something, right? But I'm not going to change anything for someone.
Well, nobody's saying,
we definitely are. He's like, nobody's saying that. I'm like, no, we should definitely get a wax strip on that thing. He's like, absolutely not. We're not saying that. I'm like,
I'm just
definitely
saying,
am.
Josh, we're not hating on you, but it's the very first thing I noticed in your photo. I mean, it's
prominent for sure.
Yeah, it's in your face.
It's prominent.
Well, people can take it or leave it, but I'm not going to change for anyone.
Sounds like a lot of people are leaving it, Josh.
well, think about it. You know, would you rather date a guy with a unibrow who has a nice car and is normal, or a dude who treats women like crap?
I mean, are those the only two options?
Yeah, I mean, those aren't great options. I fear there's somewhere in the middle there. But
all right, well, I'm just saying that's probably it. You got a full-on unibrow,
and you can't come off. Or come at people for like judging you for that, because there is this thing called preference, and like if people don't prefer that, then either you trim it up and groom it or you keep it, and that's kind of it.
Does anybody ever mention this to you before at all? And also, why do you refuse to get rid of it?
No one's mentioning it at all. I mean, and you know, it's who I am. It's part, yeah, you know, part of the things that makes me unique.
Oh, dude, then hey, listen, if you don't hate it, man, by all means.
So me constantly chasing after women and trying to go on dates is a waste of time, and it's all for nothing because I have hair between my eyes. I don't know. That's just weird to me.
Yeah, well, listen, dude. Like Breezy said, people have a preference, and that might be a huge turnoff for them. But if you're not willing to change it, that's on you. Because
we're
like
kind
you
of at a standstill.
Yeah. If it's what makes you unique, by all means, don't fix it. I'm just saying this possibility. This could be the answer to your problems.
I just don't understand how a woman can meet me and then bail on me for weeks later because I have a unibrow.
Josh, we get that, buddy, but your eyebrows are literally holding hands.
No, yeah, they really are, Josh.
You don't see a problem with that?
Nah.
Okay.
If that's too much for someone, then whatever.
Yeah, that's...
You know, I'm not going to apologize for my eyebrows, dude. My point exactly is, like, women are shallow.
There's just one brow, not two eyebrows, but yes.
Yeah, so clearly in the problem in this city is women.
And not your unibrow.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, good luck in the dating scene, man. I appreciate you calling up this morning.
Oh, thanks, man.
Okay, bye, Josh. Listen.
He goes, I'm not going to apologize for my eyebrows, man.
I'm really glad we got to the bottom of this. It's not guys with bad breath or unibrows. It's shallow women who can't accept men for who they are.
Okay.
That's what it is. Listen, more power to Josh, because I love that this unibrow is the feature that makes him unique. And that's the
unibrow hill he's willing to die on. For
the,
sure.
The right woman is going to come along who also has one, and she will embrace it. But however, you can't tell people they're shallow if they choose not to choose you because of something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are not into it. And ladies, on behalf of all guys this morning, I just want to apologize. I get it. I finally understand. I see what you have to work with on the apps. I didn't see it before, and I do now, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's really tough out there in those trenches, huh?
No, fully.
Hey, it's me, Julie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb.
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.